Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and you are listening to Vision Works. Vision Works is an opportunity for you to explore what your vision is for the community and the world. The International Black Summit Talk Show Network airs every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Sunday, we also air on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Currently, I am in Oakland, California at the Leadership Conference for the International Black Summit. And it's been a really, really wonderful and informative time. This year, the declaration for the International Black Summit is, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. And what exactly does that mean? And for me, that means to create my world powerfully and with intention. And so for those of you who are unfamiliar to the International Black Summit, I just want to tell you a little bit about who the International Black Summit is, who we are, and kind of what's available for you. So the International Black Summit is a conversation. The conversation is what's being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent. It's a conversation that finds its expression in the declaration of the International Black Summit. It's also an event. We meet the first weekend in August, and this year we will be in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a gathering of people from diverse backgrounds, from different countries, different lifestyles, opinions, and views. And we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the declaration. We explore questions and issues which empower participants to really realize their vision for the Black community and the world. It's also a place where you can clear yourself so you can hear what life is telling you. It's an acknowledgement of praise and celebration of who we are as a people and what our contribution is to the world. And it's a global shift in the conversation about who people of Black African descent are in the world. So the summit conversation is one that's very powerful, very uplifting, and as I stated before, the declaration for this year is I am the source of my vision. This weekend, one of the things that we do, there's three parts to the leadership weekend. There's the facilitator training, which occurs on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, the leadership body meets, and we kind of discuss what the next steps are for delivering on creating the space for the conversation of the summit in August. And there are a couple of things that kept showing up in the space. The main one was around accountability. And one of the things that showed up is when we have a lack of ownership, confusion shows up. So the accountability of self really relates itself back to the declaration. You know, when you are the source of your vision, as I stated earlier, it really allows me the opportunity to create my world powerfully and to create my world out of my intention. So it's a really, really exciting time. I want to take a moment and share with you the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And that declaration was written in Atlanta, Georgia, on October 7, 1991. So we are in our 18th year, or going on our 19th year, and we are past our teenage stage, moving into adulthood. And as one moves into adulthood, there are more responsibilities and accountability. So it's really interesting that we're in this year, we're in a conversation this year of accountability and really exploring accountability in a different way. If you would like to call in if you have a question or a comment, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. Also, you can listen live via the website at www.blacksonnet.org. And this particular show, we will be talking about what is your vision for your community. And when we talk about community, your community can be the geographic location in which you live. Your community can be organizations that you belong to. Your community can be your relationship with your job. The community could be the family that you've created for yourself. You can have a community of friends. And each side of each of those accountabilities, there's that word again, because we show up as various types of accountabilities depending on the group that we're affiliating ourselves with and how we be in the world. You know, what's your vision? What's your intention? Today I have the pleasure of meeting a really wonderful woman, and I went to services here in California, and a sister was sharing, and she was sharing around prayer. My sister is a phenomenal writer, and she was sharing around prayer, and I'm not going to steal her thunder because I'm hoping she might share that prayer with us this afternoon, this evening. And she gave me a copy of it, and next to it, her name, it said, Virtuoso of Change. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty powerful declaration about who she is and who she sees herself in the world. Her name is Dr. Melody Ivory. And I want to share a little bit with you about Dr. Ivory. She has the brilliance of a scientist, the heart of a poet, and the eye of an artist. She updates the human software that empowers your company, your organization, and you to be a living work of art. She's risen above being abandoned by both parents by age 7, and coping with abuse throughout the early years of her life, to being in-demand personal growth expert. She's a visionary. She's a problem solver. She's a speaker, a trainer, a coach, a consultant, and an herbalist. She has a PhD in computer science. She's a former professor and world expert on web evaluation. And she's also the creator of the Body Song line of handcrafted natural care products for your whole self. She's an author of numerous books, and she just is serious about people giving up their struggle and having easier and greater success in their life. That's a lot to say and a lot to share, but I would like to introduce Dr. Melody Ivory. Thank you, Dr. Ivory, for joining me this evening. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous, Clara. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you on this show and giving me an opportunity to contribute to your conversation about being the source of our own vision.
Excellent, excellent. If you could, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, articulate your personal vision, what would you say that was?
My vision is to see a world in which everyone can see what I see, which is that we are all living works of art. And the analogy I like to use for that is I think about Michelangelo and the Statue of David, which I've been blessed to witness for myself. And when he talks about that statue, what he says is all he did was chisel away all that wasn't David. And so this is the reality of our lives. A lot of times we cannot see that. And so what I tell people is if you cannot see the masterpiece within you, then you cannot be the masterpiece you're meant to be. And so my vision is to help people to step into that.
Into their vision. That is really, really wonderful.
Yes, to be the masterpiece they're meant to be.
Be the masterpiece that they're meant to be.
Yes.
And that's interesting because my vision is to be a conduit for my dreams and the dreams of others to be actualized into reality. It's like a different take on that from another direction, but in that same space, you know?
And I think what we're both saying is that we are catalysts for other people. We are the ones to help, you know, get things going and light the spark and put people on the pathway to get there.
Exactly, exactly. And also the International Black Summit conversation is a space for people to see their vision, you know, to see their greatness, to, like, as you say, cut away everything that's not David.
Right.
Just to get who David is.
Yeah.
That is really, really awesome. Tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing in your community.
Yes. One of the things that was pressing to me is I spent over 20 years in the technology arena, all the way to earning a PhD in computer science and being a professor at University of Washington. But it dawned on me when I was there that, you know, that's really not what I was meant to do. So in 2005, I walked away from everything, walked away from being assured tenure, walked away from being a world expert, and I said I'm going to dedicate my life to being in the public classroom. In other words, helping people to deal with this thing called life, helping them to rewrite their human software to release the patterns that don't serve them so that they can step into their full greatness. And it's something that was near and dear to my heart because I always was walking two pathways at the same time. I was always coaching and mentoring people and teaching for over 20 years, and I also did the technology piece for over 20 years. And so I decided the only way to really do this where I could be my full self is to build a business around myself, Melody Ivory, Inc., to do it full-time and do it on my own terms.
Okay. Awesome. Now, were you on to hear the declaration?
I did hear your declaration that
yeah.
I am the source of my vision.
Awesome. Awesome. Was there a particular part of the declaration that resonated for you?
The thing that speaks to me the most is the part about vision. One of the things I know from working with people is we get caught up in that piece. There are some steps that we need to go through to even create a vision because some of the visions we have about ourselves or our circumstances are outdated.
That's very, very true. So you're saying we have to continually update ourselves, just like you update software. We
right.
have to get the new and improved version of ourselves.
Yes, and so the way I like to put it is, you know, we need to learn how to whisper sweet nothings in our own ears. So, for instance, if we have a conversation about ourselves that says we are not worthy or we are not good enough or we are not pretty enough or whatever it is we feel we're lacking to step into whatever vision we have, the vision that we will pursue or even articulate for ourselves is nowhere near the vision of what's really possible given who we truly are. Because we're all, one thing I know about people is we're so gifted. We have no idea the talents and gifts and skills that we have.
Very true. That is very, very true. I just wanted to remind our audience that you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and this is the show Vision Works, reminding you that you are the source of your vision. And today we're talking about what is your vision for your community, being that your community can encompass quite a lot of different accountabilities. And we have a special guest, Dr. Melody Ivory, who's joining us today, and she will be sharing about herself and her journey to get to the place that where she is. And hopefully a little later on she'll also be sharing with us some of the work that she's doing. So you were talking about this whole idea of, you know, the Michelangelo statue and the chipping away down to our true selves. What are some of the things that, you know, block, let's say, vision fulfillment? What do you see?
There's several things, and I will call it more like the myths. We have myths about success. For instance, we believe that success is something that happens outside of ourselves, that if we are not accomplishing these huge things, we're not successful. We also have misperceptions about how you go about doing this thing called change. A lot of people think that it's hard to change. And what I like to teach people is that it's a process. And when we focus more about on the process, in other words, when we change our processes, we can change our destinies. And the reason I talk about that is we often go into automatic pilot. So whether it's how we think about success or how we think about ourselves, we have these automatic patterns that we run, ways of thinking, being, doing, and having that gets in the way of us being able to step into any vision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, we're addressing these things, the myths, you know, the process of change, you know, what are some of the ways that, you know, you get people from looking at that to clearing away to see what there's, like I hold vision as a specific person, specific purpose for each individual. So, you know, my vision, your vision, you know, any one of our listeners' visions might be totally different. You know, how do you get people to like source what it is specifically for them if they're not present to what their vision is or what their purpose is, you know, for being on the planet? Because that's how I hold vision, like it's that powerful. We each bring something specifically that we're supposed to deliver on.
Yes.
You know, and whether we deliver it, like I said, in the community of our families, in the community of our job, in the community of, you know, our cities, you know, it's for us to deliver that particular thing. And what the charge of the summit is to provide a space for people to do that. And in your work, I get that you're doing that same thing. So I'm kind of curious as to how you do that.
Yeah, I do that in a lot of different ways. But what I will say is my approach is we have to address everything from the sense of the whole self. And by that I mean if you want to change, then you're going to have to bring all of you to the table. You're going to have to take all of you to each destination. So I think of the change as a destination we want to go to. So if you think about when you move, and say you're moving from New Jersey to California because you love it so much after this visit, if you were going to move and be able to fully function in your new location, you would have to take all of your belongings to California. When we're trying to do change, a lot of times we say, okay, I'm going to change my mind. That's one aspect of us. But we also need to change our bodies. We need to change our feelings. We need to change our energy. So when we move all of those things to the new destination, then that's when change happens quickly. And so what I teach people is, you have to put together your own transformation toolbox. In other words, you have to use several different techniques simultaneously and consciously to bring about change at every level of your being. So, for instance, your transformation toolbox might look like There is some deep breathing that you do and focusing on your vision. It may look like you every day consciously taking actions and steps that will put you closer to that vision, no matter how small those steps are. Just asking yourself, what can I do today? And even if fear comes up, part of that change is, okay, I'm going to stand in the space of I'm going to be courageous and take these steps. And through practicing that, you will begin to move toward that new vision. And it also means doing the work of releasing those emotions that need to go for you to step into your new vision. And energetically, it could be needing to surround yourself with people who have that energy that can help you move forward. So you have to bring, you know, put together a comprehensive plan on how you're going to do that transformation.
Awesome. So they're actually setting up your roadmap on how
yes.
to get from point A to point B. And in your own personal vision work, was your focus initially yourself, or was your focus, you know, like somewhere else?
Well, my focus has always been on other people for the right reasons, but also not so much for the right reasons. So you mentioned a little bit about my background as someone who grew up in dealing with abandonment issues by both parents. So early on, I formed this sense that I really didn't matter and I wasn't worthy. And so I would pour myself into everyone else. And so I became a helper and a teacher and a coach and did all those things to build up people. Now it's more of a balance. I do the same things, but now I understand that, A, first of all, I'm taking care of myself, because if I'm not at my best, I cannot help other people to be at their best. And at the same time, I understand that this is what I'm here to do. And we all, as you said, we all have a specific role we're here to play. And I like to say, well, there's only one person who can sing your melody within the song of life, and that's you. And so that's what I'm doing, trying to sing my song within the song of life, which is, okay, for people who can resonate with the language of art or who find that inspiring or compelling, let me use that as a vehicle to help you to make this process of stepping into your vision not as scary.
Mm-hmm. And you have this phrase, living works of art. Talk a little
yes.
bit about that.
Yes. Well, I talk about that all the time. If you imagine going into an art gallery, for instance, and you have paintings all around you in this art gallery, and just for a moment, imagine that you see off in the distance the showstopper, the showpiece of this gallery, and you can't see what's in it. And you start moving towards it, and as you get towards it, and you discover that it's actually you in that painting. And what I ask people is, how does that make you feel? Does that put you off? Do you feel uncomfortable about that? Or do you feel like, wow, I am the real art? So we spend a lot of time, you know, seeing the beauty and the value of material things. And we need to shift our focus to see the beauty that we are, need to see that we are the true art, the living works of art. And what that means when you think about a work of art, even when you think about the Statue of David analogy that I gave you, there are certain phases that art goes through. For instance, he had to, you know, chip away stuff and sculpt it and sand it and polish it into a living, you know, into this final piece of art. Well, our process is never done as long as we are here. And so if we can embrace that this is the process of being a work of art, a living work of art, is that we're always refining and polishing and removing what doesn't fit, bringing in new elements, new dimensions as we go through our life journey. And if we understand that that's just part of life, then it's not so challenging. It's not so burdensome to always have to adjust and adapt.
I really like your analogy about being in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
All the works of art and seeing that the work of art is yourself. And what's really profound about that is the whole idea of mirroring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the world is your mirror. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, you look at the work of art, you see yourself. You know, when you look at other people, you see yourself. You know, that like everyone around you is really just a reflection of you. So, you know, if you are reflecting beautiful, if you are reflecting love, if you are reflecting goodness, you know, that's what mirrors back for you.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's then we are living works of art.
Yes, yes, indeed. And inside of, you know, the declaration this year, I'm like seeing it from another pair of lens based on that analogy. So, you know, being the source of my vision, you know, is almost like being, you know, the mirror for what I want to project out into the world.
Yes. I think that's it's a great analogy for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's definitely true, too. We are the source of our vision. And the question is, what types of limitations are we putting on our vision?
Speak a little bit about that.
Yes.
So when you say what sorts of limitations are we putting on our vision, like that's part of the blockage, that's part of, you know, things not being fulfilled or created or manifest in the world?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe that the greatest thing we can do for the planet, because I know everyone is concerned about the planet and wanting to save the planet and cutting down on carbon emissions and all of this, the greatest thing we can do for the planet is to be happy. The reason so many people are unhappy is because they have a limited vision of what's possible for them, and they feel unempowered to even step into that limited vision. In other words, this is the reason why so many people are unfulfilled. And to me, I feel unhappiness is pollution. It's just like an oil spill. It's toxic, and it needs to be cleaned up. And so one of the things I'm clear about is as I help people to see the true vision for them, because one of my gifts is I do consultations with people where, you know, within the first minute or so, I can tell them exactly what it is they're supposed to be doing. But what's possible for them. What is it they came here to do this time around?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, people already know this, but they've stuffed it down. And this is what I'm talking about when I say, what limitations are we putting on our vision? Because we see these things we're here to do, but yet we think, oh, no, it couldn't possibly be me that's here to do this. I'm not equipped to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we shut down and we lower our expectations for ourselves. And I always say, you know, if you really knew how to get somewhere or how to do something, it wouldn't be worth doing. So we shouldn't let that stop us, because as long as we commit to the vision that we've set, even if it's a limited one, you know, you work on a version of it that you can actualize now or feel comfortable with now until you can elevate that vision. But the bottom line is once you set that vision, don't let the fact that you don't know how to make it real stop you. Just start taking steps, paying attention to the inner guidance that comes up and taking action that's consistent with it. People will show up just like, you know, how this telephone call happened today.
Right, exactly. And it's really interesting because over the course of the weekend, we've been, you know, we track where the summit conversation has been and the spaces that the International Black Summit has moved through. And in reminiscing, we were looking at the areas of where the summit has set an intention and things show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really inside of a couple of things. One, having the intention. Two, declaring it, i.e. speaking it out loud. and we're always dealing with listening, you know. You speak into your own listening is kind of your mind. You're
mm-hmm.
speaking into your mind listening. Speaking out loud is speaking into the listening of the space that you're in. And then this third level of listening is speaking into a listening that someone is actually hearing you. You know, you can talk and people are listening, but they're not really hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's another level of listening and declaring. And so the whole idea of getting to having what you want, of, you know, being able to manifest your vision is this whole concept of speaking and listening and declaring and intention, you know, all rolled up. But it all sources from you.
This is true.
You know, it all sources from the individual and taking that stand. And I like the way you said, you know, just wherever you are in that journey, start there.
Yeah.
And things will show up. So one of the stories that came up, we were going to Ghana. The summit was in Ghana a few years ago, and several things occurred. We had people coming from all over the country and internationally, and they either had to go through Baltimore, Maryland, or they had to go through New York. And that particular year was right before the Republican Party met, so there was a big conference. I assert that that was part of the shutdown of the airport. The other thing was Ghana Airlines got shut down because they weren't meeting aviation guidelines for security because it was post 9/11, and they didn't have a security door between the cockpit and the thing, so they shut the airline down. And we were standing inside, so we had folks in New York and folks in D.C., excuse me, and we were standing inside of the intention that we were going to Ghana and that the summit would begin on time and everything. Now, in the moment, a lot of people went home, you know, or a lot of people took the airline's request that you're not going to be able to travel. And we kept holding the intention that of unpredictable results, which is one of the tenets of our declaration, we're going to Ghana. And so I began negotiating in New York. Unbeknownst to me, someone else in the summit, one of the other facilitators, was negotiating in D.C. And we ended up all coming together. And we, as well as all the people who aligned with us because they saw we were getting things done, they said, oh, well, we want to go with that group because it looks like they're going to go. So they got on the bus with us, and they became part of our family, and all of us made it to Ghana in spite of what Ghana Airlines being shut down. And if you looked at what it looked like on the surface, it would seem like, okay, that's impossible. It's not happening. So it's really important in this whole idea of vision work and, you know, having your vision inside of community is to be steadfast and, you know, holding your intention. And the world, what I've seen over and over and over again by being inside of this conversation is that it shifts to support what it is you're up to.
It's all the time.
Yeah, powerful thing. So I just want to remind our listeners, this is Vision Works, part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We air every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. We have several different shows. The first Sunday is On Track, where host Henrietta Bird talks about being on track in your life. And then the second Sunday is about celebration and acknowledgement of who you're being and who the people in your life are being for you. This third Sunday, which we're in now, it's Vision Works, and it's about how your vision is manifesting itself in your community and around the world. And the fourth Sunday is about honoring our men and Man of the Month. In those times when we have a fifth Sunday, we have a show on distinctions, and the distinctions are really the tools of the summit. It's those things that we use that empower us to do this vision work that we're doing around the world, that we're helping the people are facilitating their lives to show up powerfully. And on the second and fourth Tuesday, the show is Wealth Club, and it's about financial empowerment. So I invite you to join us on any one of those shows. We would be more than happy to have you. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. And if you have a question or a comment, press 1. I see we have a couple of people here who have their hands up, so I'm going to open a line here. Let's see. Area code 646-662. Do you have a question or a comment for us this evening?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
This is Onaje Muid from Philadelphia. I used to be in New York, the Englewood area.
Hey, Onaje, how are you?
Blessings. I'm doing very well. So many Sundays I had wanted to tune in, and some I did, and many I didn't. But today, on this new moon, I did, and I'm so glad that I was able to do that. Thank you so much for this wonderful show, and thank you for your guests. My question is this. My wife and I have a radio show called In Loving Voice, and the intention of the program is to ask a number of questions. You know, are we speaking in a loving voice? Are we hearing in a loving hearing? Are we? What would our world be like if people around us, in fact, were speaking in a loving voice? And what would our world be like if people around us was hearing in a loving hearing? And interesting that the question about vision. And I'm seeing that, because I wasn't sure what my vision was, you know, and I was thinking about it and thinking about it. I said, wait a minute, I know what my vision is. It's like speaking in a loving voice. And and sometimes either my immaturity or the anger that I have inside of me kind of like blurts out, and then I'm not speaking in a loving voice. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, transform that, but I was hoping that the guests would be able to speak on that, since she's talking about changing the human software, and she's speaking about art. So when you talk about the loving voice, of course, that's an art expression as well. So I was wondering if she could give some insight or some suggestions about that.
Dr. Arley?
Yes, I am here, and that is a loving question, you know, about speaking with a loving voice. And what's interesting is the number one thing that's needed here is to continue to be loving with yourself, even when you make mistakes. It is part of the process to make mistakes. We think that because we say we're going to change or we're going to be a certain way, it automatically shows up. Yet we have to undo a lot of things to get to that. In the process of undoing, we will... It seems like we have these relapses, and so we have to allow and be gentle with ourselves, to allow ourselves to not be perfect about it. That's one of the myths, really, you know, when I said there's some of the perceptions that hold us back. One of the myths that hold us back is this notion of doing things perfectly. And in this scenario, I could see very well when you show up and you're being something other than loving, how you're instantly going into this conversation of not being perfect, not being your word. It's always an opportunity to recommit to that and know that the fact that you are not in that moment is a reminder for you to be conscious about what you're doing and how you're being, and it's all good. And I'll share with you really briefly about a realization that I had about the word imperfection. And so if we make a slight adjustment to the word imperfection or imperfect, for instance, if we just shift the first two letters and put an apostrophe between the I and the M and a space between the M and the P, it becomes I'm perfect. So in other words, when you're not speaking in the way that you've declared you want to speak, it's still perfect because you have not given up your commitment. It is part of the rewriting your patterns is to release and be aware and know that it's still there and there's work still to be done. But wherever you are in that process is perfect and you're perfect, and just continue loving and being gentle with yourself.
Wow, that is so well spoken. on Harambe Radio, the show that I broadcast out of the station, we had a special to Million Man March on Friday. And as a result of the conversations with this brother Fred Brown, this other brother Yusef Ishmael, we are changing the format of the show because I had played Adele's in the Open Heart, Open Your Heart, and now the show is going to be in Loving Voice with Open Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the whole question of how do we, take care of our hearts, how do we open our hearts, how do we make it lighter, is the vehicle through which we, in fact, can find beauty and express beauty. So it's been a pretty powerful weekend for me. And now to be reunited with my international black family on this question of vision is like just so profound. And I'm thankful to both of you for that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, too, for calling in. Appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Anaji. And I love your vision to speak in a loving voice. And I get you're adding, from the heart. From the heart. I love it. That's great. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe someone else is on the line. I wouldn't want to take up too much time. I just want to say thank you so much and blessings to both of you on this new moon, and look forward to talking to you both soon again.
Okay, thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Wow. You're listening into Vision Works, and we have another caller. It is 347. 325, you had a question or a comment?
Yes, how you doing, sister? This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How you feel tonight?
Perfect.
That's good. That's good to hear. Well, one of my visions, come to think about today, I want to love myself more, to appreciate myself more. Talk to myself and know that I'm part of the human race, that I am God, that I'm part of this God's family.
That's
so
a beautiful goal.
So, I already know that, but I want to have more insight of it because before, this is the way I feel, before you're trying to impact other people, you got to try to impact yourself first. You got to learn to love yourself first. And anything that is negative, you got to learn to put that aside, or whoever who try to hurt you, just keep on praying for that person. Hopefully they could come around so you can still love them. And so I'm trying to, I am working on that. And I find myself, even today, even like for past last few weeks, I'm in peace with myself. I find out that there's more people have seen me. I find out also, I tell people more about the International Black Summit. I find that out, you have me more happier. I explained this person like last week. If you be with a person that believes in you as a person, and they also know that you're part of God's family, it's the best feeling in the world. And you start to cultivate with that. You want more. You learn yourself more, and then you start to see things a little more clearer than as you've seen before. Ever since I've been calling to that Black Summit, that's my motto. That is my, that's my schedule. Hey, 8 o'clock, I'm calling to that Black Summit to learn about myself, learn about how I could impact other people, learn how I could make an impact in this world that I'm in.
Brother, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sister, you could.
Okay, I have a question for you, because my sense is that you are here to play a bigger role than you have played thus far, right? Do you feel that way about yourself?
Yes.
Yes. And so you have a message for people. What is that message?
The message I want to show, tell them to, you know, to show, be in peace with each other, to show love, learn to converse with each other.
So you want to increase love and connection.
Yes.
In the families.
Yes.
The black family.
Yes.
In particular.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next step for you?
Well, to me, the next step is for me keep on learning more about myself, and trying to keep the family together.
Okay. So how can we help you today?
I want to know how I can go about doing this. How I go about to make the next step.
In other words, being able to spread that message or
to internalize
it yourself?
Both.
My sense is you have a special way of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit different. If you had to say your communication style or your preferred way to communicate with people or talk to people, how would you characterize that?
That's a good question. I characterize it that, to me, I feel I'm a friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that, you know, I'm a down to earth person. And
are
I
you
think
an artist?
Huh?
Are you an artist?
Yeah, I'm an honest person.
What is your art?
Oh, my art is to talk to people.
It's communicating.
What are you seeing, Dr. Ivory?
I think it's really interesting he's calling in. My sense, he's supposed to have his own radio show.
Yeah, that's interesting because Jerry has been joining us. Well, I should say since Jerry has been joining us, he's been a consistent listener, and the team was talking as well. Like, you know, we feel like he's part of our team and part of the family. And it's what's also interesting: the space that's the International Black Summit occurs like that for folks. It's like once you begin interacting with this space, it's like you become family. You become part of, you know, this energy that we have going on, and definitely are a contribution. And one of the things that I'd like to share, if I may, about you, Jerry, in terms of my observation, is that each time you call, there's a growth in terms of your speaking, in terms of, you know, focusing your intention, in terms of focusing your vision, and what you see is your impact within yourself and also within the community, which is really, 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 really powerful. And I appreciate you calling and sharing yourself so honestly each week, because each show is very different in all of the spaces and participating fully inside of that. We also said we see an opportunity that there is a part, you are a voice. You know, you are definitely a voice to be heard. And, you know, I also, that's interesting you say that, Dr. Ivory, because we've also said that on the team that, you know, seeing that possibility as well. So I just really appreciate you calling in and you sharing. We have, I don't want to diverge, but I have one other caller who's had their hand up, and I want to get to them before we run out of time.
Yes, Jerry, I look forward to you having your own show or participating in an existing show, because you definitely have a message.
Well, thank you very much, and you know, and I want to thank you, sister, and keep up the good work, and may God bless you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jerry. Area code 513-459. I see that you have your hand up. Would you like to make do you have a question or a comment? We have about 5 or so more minutes.
Good evening, Clara. Hey, this is Kenneth Young, KY, the comeback guy.
Hey, KY. How are you doing?
I am great. Very good. Very good. I just dialed in about less than a half hour ago, and I don't know who your guest is, but I was moved by what she was saying. So just wanted to, first of all, you know, I always love this conversation about vision, and I just like to know who the guest is and keep going.
Well, that's a great question. Well, I am Dr. Melody Ivory, and I hail from the Seattle area, and I had the pleasure of meeting with Clara today during a service, and she invited me on the show. And my thing is I come from a background of computer science and also being an artist, and I take those lenses into personal growth. And my mission is to help people to be the living works of art they're meant to be. And so I give you the tools and processes to help you do that, whether they're books, meditations. I have a comprehensive website, melodyivory.com, that has all types of resources freely available for you.
Great. Melody with a Y or I-E?
Melody with a Y, just like the music, Melody Ivory. Ivory just like the keys on the piano.
Very great.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, JK, you can't get off that easily. So, can you share with our audience what your vision is?
Yes, I can. Like I introduced myself as KY, Kenneth Young, the comeback guy. That's like an example of what I do. My vision is that I assist people in vision recovery and igniting their passion. Who I say is that we all have visions. Most we all have a vision, and sometimes we forget, or sometimes we just kind of go off without realizing it. And how you can know if you're not living your vision if the passion is gone. And what I do is assist people in recovering their vision, completing their vision, igniting their passion.
Awesome. Awesome. And can you share with our listening audience when your show is?
I do have a show. Actually, it's on right now. My show is a recorded show. It's called KY Comeback Corner. KY's Comeback Corner, and you can find it on comebackcorner.com. And what we do, we interview people who've had amazing comebacks. We distinguish the steps, and with the intention of having people be empowered to create a comeback in their life.
Awesome, awesome. And inside of the space of the International Black Summit, I just want to say, you're a facilitator extraordinaire. And, to give you a shout-out of acknowledgement in terms of who you are in this space, as a phenomenal facilitator. And if there's something, that you want to share about the summit or the summit conversation.
Well, there is. There's two things. One is I love the conversation, the third distinction of the listening, of the person listening. Like I'm really looking into that one. But there's another piece, and I can have the doctor kind of speak about it. That I say that we're always fulfilling a vision, but the moment that you know that you fulfilled a vision, or the moment that the vision becomes a possibility, that's also could be the biggest obstacle. Having fulfilled a vision kind of can also limit the next vision. I'm thinking that if we fulfilled a vision, we create a vision, fulfilled it. It's almost like we now have visioning down. And maybe fulfilling a vision limits the possibility of fulfilling other visions.
Well, I like to say something about that. First of all, I think there's a distinction that needs to be made between a vision and a goal.
Uh-huh.
To me, a vision is the what, the big picture, versus a goal is the how. For instance, you may have a vision of, I want to contribute to harmonious dialogue among men and women. That's the vision, right? The what. Now, the goal may be I'm going to have a talk show to do that.
Mm.
And so you can fulfill that goal. To me, a vision, especially if it's a lifelong vision, is something you never really fulfill.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's unfulfillable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so then you don't have this issue of, oh, I fulfilled my vision. No, what you've usually done is accomplished a goal.
Very good.
And so that's where we need to be clear. Are you talking about a vision or are you talking about a goal?
No, yeah, you actually cleared it up. You actually cleared it up for me. I actually refer to mission as something that's unfulfillable, but I actually get it that my mission in life will never be fulfilled, given how I use the word mission, and all there are milestones and accomplishments and goals.
Yeah, yeah. And a mission statement is usually like a statement of a vision.
Mm.
The other aspect that I see about vision and vision work, like it's an ongoing fulfillment.
Mm.
It's a living piece. You know, it's a living organism. So let's say world peace were the vision.
Mm-hmm.
World doesn't cease to be just because we've achieved it.
Got that.
Yeah, it's active, it's alive, it's, you know, it is. It is. So vision is a very powerful space, you know, and it's a living space, it's a moving space.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So this has been a phenomenal experience. If you're just tuning in, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and this is the Vision Works Show. I'm your host, Claire Lyons Devon, and I've had a phenomenal guest this evening, Dr. Melody Ivory, who is creating living works of art through the work that she's doing in the community. Before we totally shut down, Dr. Ivory, I want you to share again how people can be in communication with you.
Sure. I have my dynamic online destination, melodyivory.com. That's MelodyIvory.com. And you can go there for free articles, podcasts, poetry affirmations, and more. And be able to connect with me directly if I can be of assistance to you.
Great, great. Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank Jerry, Kenneth, Shinaje, and all of our guests and listeners. If you listened online or if you listen live, you can access this show 24/7 via the website, www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, if you want to share it with other friends and families, or if you want to listen to previous shows of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a range of shows, and I just want to leave you with the declaration for this year, 2009-2010, I am the source of my vision. I am the source of my vision. And I'd like to invite you to create your world powerfully and with intention and with love. Thank you again, and tune in next week with Glenn Greenwich, who will be hosting Man of the Month. It's going to be a phenomenal show. Show next week. Look forward to you all joining us again. Have a blessed and wonderful evening. Thank you again. Thank you, Dr. Ivory.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I have to come some other time and do a poem for you.
Oh, I know. We didn't get a chance to get that in this time, but you shared some really wonderful information, and I really appreciate you sharing about, you know, what you do and what you're up to.
Yeah, no problem. It sounded like they needed more conversation today than, you know, poetry, and that's always great.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing about the International Black Summit. We are an ongoing conversation, as is life. Life is an ongoing conversation. Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for inviting me. I had fun, and I will dig up when you have the audio. Maybe it'll be on that site, because I'd love to link to it and, you know, dig your way too.
Yes, and you can put the link on your website as well. So probably in about 5 minutes,
okay,
if you go to the site, it should be available for you to download.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. And I can just link it on your site too, you know, to your show and all of that.
Yes.
Sounds like a great show. I'll have to tune in more.
Yes. When are you going back to Seattle?
I go back to Seattle November 13th. However, I'm traveling for a month, so I'll be I go from here to Texas, to St. Louis, New Jersey, and then on to Atlanta, Cuba, you know, so I'm on the road for about a month.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I definitely like for us to stay in communication.
Sure.
Yeah, I look forward to us doing some things together in the future.
Yes, for sure. And I think my email, you can get my email, or at least, you know, on my website, I have a contact form too. So, but if you want to shoot me a message with your email so I can have it, that would be great. I have your phone number, but not email.
Okay. Is that the info@melodyivory.com?
Yeah, you can use that, or you can use melody@melodyivory.com.
Okay. Very cool.
All right. Well, take care.
All right. You have a good evening. Thank you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.